Human rights groups say they hope the outcome of an horrific murder trial in India will send a clear message about sexual violence and the treatment of minority groups. Three men have been jailed for life for the murder of a young Muslim girl in a case that made headlines around the world. And over time, there's been concern that tension between the Hindu and Muslim communities led to the girl's death. Thomas Ariti has this report.
At a court in India's northern state of Punjab, six men are sentenced over a case that galvanised the country. The lawyer for the victim announced outside that three men were found guilty of kidnapping, rape and murder. They've been jailed for life. A further three men, who were police officers, were found guilty of destroying evidence and they were sentenced to 5 years behind bars. It's the end of a long wait for the victim's mother.
I always believed I would get justice. My faith gave me strength. Even if it meant that I would need to sell my livestock or go hungry, I wouldn't hesitate. My daughter deserved justice at all costs.
The 8-year-old girl, who we can't name, was part of a nomadic Muslim community. The tribe makes a living selling livestock, but one day in January last year, she went to graze the animals and didn't return. Her body was found in a forest almost 3 weeks later.
They believed that they would get away with their crimes, and therefore this particular case is very important.
Meenakshi Ganguly is the South Asia director at Human Rights Watch.
If indeed people who believe that they have political patronage for their crimes and will therefore not be punished are going to receive a message, then this is a very strong message that people will be prosecuted and punished.
At first, the case received very little media attention, but that changed when several Hindu men were charged and police revealed the horrific details of the girl's death. Then some rallied in support of the accused men, saying they'd been framed, and two of the supporters were from the governing BJP party. Prime Minister Narendra Modi told them to step down. Meenakshi Ganguly from Human Rights Watch hopes cases like this will lead to positive change.
Previous 5 years, the previous term of the Modi administration, saw a lot of violence against minority communities, whether they were Dalits, caste-based violence or religion-based violence against Muslims and Christians.
India's been shaken by a series of sexual assaults and murders in recent years, and the BJP party says the law's changing to make sure people are punished. Nalin Kohli is a party spokesman.
I think in terms of the atmosphere or in terms of the legal provisions, the government has gone ahead and done a lot.
He's also rejected the argument made by some activists that an Islamophobic climate is to blame.
Thomas Ariti reporting.